Blog Talk Radio.
UGS Radio is not intended for anyone under the age of 18 years old. We reserve the right to say whatever the fuck we want to say because we believe in free speech. And if you do not believe in free speech,
get the fuck out of here, you stupid cocksucker.
We kill the men, we kill the women, we kill the children, we kill the babies, we kill the blind, we kill the cripple, we kill the crazy, we kill the faggots, we kill the lesbians. I said, God damn it, we kill them all.
One night, a drawing set me on fire. That wicked fantasy was to see a child burned to death. And after that, I was just left in a garbage can to die.
Try taking some of these dangerous chemicals out of the food and environment and see if there's a turnaround. At least do something instead of ignoring it and increasing the danger to us.
I was a school teacher in my parish school, and I caught a priest molesting a child. They were going to allow this man to remain near the children, and sadly, he's still in a parish today.
There is absolutely no sexual overtone within this procedure, according to the traditional rabbis that perform it. Absolutely.
Sexual or not, you still had a baby's penis in your mouth. That's just...
Okay, have a pleasant day.
Welcome to the Church of Reality.
Welcome to the Church of Reality, episode, 175. Got Pittsburgh Patrick on the show. How you doing, Pittsburgh?
I'm good, brother. How you doing?
Yeah, real good, man. A little bit over a week from now, actually a week and a day, you're going to debut your own show, Hip Hop Roundtable, man, April 3rd, Monday, 9 p.m. Central. And tell everybody about that show, man. I think it's going to be a good show.
Man, I can't wait, man. It's like a dream come true, man, thanks to you, brother. That, I'm be hosting it with the UGS family, man. We'll mix it up, you know what I mean? Have different people on every week. And, man, we're just going to play the music that, you know, sometimes you hear a song and you're like, man, why ain't this song on the radio? Why don't I ever hear, you know, see this song on certain shows and all this, man? But you'll hear it on my show, man. And, you know, we'll talk about, you know, different things, man. Like, you know what I'm saying? What's going on in hip hop. And, you know, we'll do all kinds of fun shit, man. Looking forward to it.
Hell yeah. Me too. I think it's going to be a fresh, dope show. People are going to get, a good glimpse of entertainment, man, and a good discussion forum as well. So we're looking forward to that. Again, that's April 3rd, everyone, 9 p.m. Central, Hip Hop Roundtable, hosted by Pittsburgh Patrick, UGS for Life Roundtable. I like how it's going to consist of different people all the time, too. That'll keep it fresh as well. So I'm looking forward to that, man. It's looking real good. Yeah, tonight, you know, the show topic for tonight is pretty much mentally disturbed. We're going to talk about, you know, people with mental disabilities, but also this, which is twice as mentally disturbed as any person could ever imagine to be. That's the system, you know, which doesn't work. You know, I'm saying, I got a friend right now. This guy is like every day, he's contemplating suicide, and he's been depressed. He's been battling depression for, he's like 36, 37 now. He's been battling it since his teens. And over the past, he was an alcoholic for many, many years to kind of mask his depression, you know what I'm saying, help him cope with it, whatever the case is. You know, some people turn to drugs, some people turn to alcohol, and, you know, when he was drinking, I mean, he can go out and, you know, function a little bit and do things and stuff. He quit drinking a couple years ago, which was great, you know. So everybody wanted him to quit drinking because it was bad for his health, obviously. It was killing his liver. He's having eye trouble because of it, you know. Eventually, you know, it could cause diabetes, all kinds of different things. And so everybody was happy that he got off the liquor, but when sobriety really set in for him, he was like a fish out of water. The man was in shock. It was like, he had a complete mental breakdown where his anxiety kicked in full gear and everything. So the alcohol really suppressed all this. Well, long story short, since he quit drinking over the last few years, he's been to about 15 to 20 different psychiatrists. He's checked himself into psych wards on several occasions, probably at least 10 times, only to be kept. I think the longest they kept him was 5 days, but usually they keep him overnight, run a little quick evaluation on him, let him go. So that doesn't help. Here's our co-host, Elaine. Elaine, sorry, I didn't see you on the board. How you doing, Elaine?
Oh, I'm fine. I just woke up at 10:02.
10:02. Hey, yes, you what? It's always an honor and privilege to have you on the show with us. But, you know, I'm talking about my friend who was drinking for many, many years heavily. And he quit drinking. And when he quit drinking, he found out that there was all these underlying, mental conditions, high stress level, anxiety, social phobia, you name it. The guy was just a total mess. Like I said, he's contemplating suicide on a daily basis, and been into several psychiatric units in Illinois and other states. He's basically going anywhere where he thinks he can get help. Well, he's been to about 15 to 20 psychiatrists, and he's probably been on that amount of medications as well, only for those medications to not work. You know, what he needs, you know, like I said, the longest I think he stayed in one of those places was about 5 days. He needs to be, and I hate to say it, but he really needs to be institutionalized for a period of time long enough for them to get a proper diagnosis on them and a proper course of treatment. But the system, the way the system is now, it's like drive-through medicine. You come in and you can literally tell them, hey, I have thoughts of suicide. I want to kill myself on a daily basis. And they won't do nothing. Like back in the day, if you did something like that, you'd go into a padded cell and you'd be on suicide watch. You know, now they keep you overnight. You know, maybe a couple days if you're lucky. Go to a couple group therapy sessions and that's it. Then they send you on your way on some psychotropic drug that actually has worse side effects than what you're being treated for. So these drugs that they give you, they're actually enabling your mental disorder even more. And eventually, 9 times out of 10, sadly, what happens is the person ends up just their heart gives out, or they have a stroke, or they end up killing themselves. You know what I'm saying? That's the fucked up part, is they're being lost to the system. There's no funding in the mental illness field anymore like there was. You remember in the 70s and 80s, and even before,
they
had mental institutions that actually housed people.
Trez, you know what they do now? Trez, you know what they do now?
Turn everybody loose. Yeah.
They lock them up. They put them in jail, man. Like,
that's right. They sure do.
You should see the med line. Like when the nurse brings up the medication cart, half the block is standing in line, and what they do, man, is they just thorazine everybody out, man, and turn them into zombies. Their whole stay there, man.
They sure
and
do.
Like, and even the nurses there, like, the nurses say that. Like, the nurses are like, we're not giving these people the right medicine. It's just...
They're not.
They don't... They can't... Like, it doesn't even matter what they diagnose them with, because they're not allowed to carry certain medication. So, like, their job is to zombie them out. So, like, when they get out, a lot of people commit crimes. They're not criminals.
There's something wrong mentally.
There's
a wire that's tweaked up a little bit. That's all.
Yeah.
They just
so
did
instead
the right
of instead of putting them in a mental hospital, man, they closed them all down. Like in Pennsylvania, I don't even know if there is any. Like I know of one. It's like 30 miles from my house. That's the only one in the whole state that I know of. But there used to be six in my area. Now there's one. And
right. They like you said, they are locking them up. And mm-hmm. that's the wrong thing for them. A lot of people that do go to jail have mental problems. And instead of treating the problem, they put a Band-Aid on this. And unfortunately, I am so glad that Obama, his Obamacare is the law of the land because, you know, think about it. Trump wanted to just close all these programs down, take all the money away from the mental
yeah.
health programs, you know,
yeah.
and that was so wrong.
You can't take no more
you know?
Away from them. That'd
I mean, and look, he's taking the money away from them, but yet and still, a day, I mean, this man is spending like $5 million a day. I mean, you know, going to Florida, standing his whatever you want to call it, is his place. Why do we have
yeah.
to pay for this? He's taking money from all these programs just so he can live high on us and the hell with you. You know, mental illness, the elderly, nobody cares. Nobody cares.
The most
I'm
vulnerable.
Really, really angry. The most vulnerable. He's you know what's going to happen? We're just going to be like, Brandon said, we're going to be walking around like zombied out, and, you know, he's going to allow us to kill each other, and he's sitting back there on his throne just laughing while he benefits, and then, with you know, he benefiting from all these programs. He's cutting all these programs so he can live high on a horse, so his family can live high on a horse, you know, and that is totally wrong. I don't care who don't like me, who don't give a frick about me. I don't care. It's wrong, and it's not going to happen on my watch. You know, I'm going to raise all kinds of sand because somebody needs to stand up and somebody needs to speak out. You know, all this police shooting and killing these people have mental illnesses. They have mental
yeah,
problems,
yeah.
and instead of throwing them in jail, this is what they do, which only increases their anxieties. This is not
yeah.
healthy. This is not good. And somebody needs to stand out. Somebody needs to shout it out. You know, the hell with the Trump Foundations. The hell with all of these people. You're not going to do this. And as long as we sit back, oh, I don't know what kind of world we're living in. We're living in a communist world.
Yeah.
You know, I don't know if I want to live here or in Hitler times. You know, it's freaking bad. And all these people that support this, they need to go to hell with their gasoline drawers on. All these people that support Trump and his Hitler ideas and all, the money is going to him and his friends. I mean, really?
Well,
really?
The system's failing. And then you got the Tangerine Man in office making it worse. You know, he was the last thing we needed, you know. Don't get me wrong, I'm not anywhere near pro-Bush, pro-Obama, pro-Clinton, but I think this guy is headed on the path to being worse than all of them combined.
Yes.
If they give him the power. So far they've been blocking what he's been trying to do on some levels, and luckily there's people in his party that's going against him because the Democrats don't have the numbers. If the Republicans come together, they'll pass anything this monster wants. So luckily
yeah.
there's still some Republicans with half a brain left.
He does some scary shit, man. Like when he was talking about that healthcare shit, man, he's like, man, it's
crazy.
If they want their jobs next year, they better vote for it. Like, what kind of shit is that? Like, you know what I mean?
I'm a dictator, and I can do whatever I want initially.
Yeah.
And that's what he's going to do.
What happens to these pro-life, I'm a pro-lifer. I don't even want to talk to them right now. Because here's what they want, to save the baby abortion. But in the meantime, everybody else got to die. What are you saying? You're not saving abortion. You're aborting the elderly, the mentally ill, and all of these people because you are getting a check. You're profiting off of abortion. The hell with the other people. So what that make you? You know,
they did this.
They put him in office just for that reason, to defund Planned Parenthood. But in the meantime, other people gonna die. Other people gonna suffer. Leave it alone already. Leave it alone.
Yeah, 100% correct, Elaine. People are gonna die and suffer at the end of this madman. But here's to go back a little bit on mental illness. Here's a prime example of the system not working. This is even over in the UK. The terrorist that was over there just a couple days ago, they said he was mentally disturbed. A lot of these gunmen, they have a long history of mental illness. Why the hell aren't they stopped right then and there when they show histories of being violent and things of that nature? My brother walks everywhere. He takes public transportation or walks. He don't own a car, and he lives in Chicago, so it's, you know, there's a lot of ground to cover in that city, especially in the metro areas. Well, there's one guy on this one street over. He lives by a couple vacant lots, and my brother was walking, and the one guy walked up to him and says, "Watch out for him over there across the street. He likes to hurl bricks at people." So my brother started to move pretty fast, right? And next thing you know, he looked back, and the guy was hurling rocks into the street. It's like, what the fuck is that man doing in public in the first place? I don't want to see people get locked up or people confined to padded cells. But when you got somebody hurling bricks at passing motorists and children coming home from school and just pedestrians in general, that person needs to be in an institution not only to protect him from the world, but to protect the world from him. That's a problem, too. When they open the doors, they didn't differentiate. Like, if you have a man that's struggling with mental illness, but he's learning how to live on his own, how to cook for himself and doing things productive, all right, put him in assisted living and then let him go from there and see what happens. But when you got somebody that's violent as hell, that'll hurl cinder blocks at you or chunks of concrete, I'm sorry, that man needs to be in an institution. You know, there's a
That's
difference.
Right.
There's a huge
you have
difference.
To treat the illness. You have to do, some
yeah.
people try to, they band-aid these things and instead of them treating the problem, you know, or the cause, I don't know how to say this, but we are going about it all wrong. We don't treat the problem, and we don't treat the cause. We just cover it up with a Band-Aid. And that, my dear, is not going to work. You have to treat the problem, and then you have to get to the cause of the problem. You know, and mental illness is totally alive, like you say. You have to stop saying, oh, that he needs to go to jail because he threw a brick or a cinder block or whatever at somebody. You have to find out why did he do that instead of just throwing
him
to jail. Get him help.
The right help.
Right, and diagnose the right problem and stop. Like, they have this peripheral, whatever it is. They're treating these young boys now with ADHD or ADHDD or whatever you want to call it, and this stuff is causing these boys, they're giving them these hormonal pills, which does not treat the problem because what you are doing is you're aggravating something else. These pills are causing these boys to grow breasts.
They got lawsuits for that right now. I saw that in a commercial.
Yeah, and that right there, if you're treating, giving him something, he already have an issue, and you're giving him something that's creating more of a problem. Yeah, I mean, can you imagine you being a man and you walking around with titties?
Do you feel like Rick Ross?
More of a problem.
Yeah, it'd be horrible. You know, especially
and these pharmaceutical companies that allow, they know this stuff isn't working. You know, you're putting these kids on this Ritalin and all that crap like that because you say they have a mental, they can't be quiet in school or they have a mental issue. But Ritalin causes them to go out there and play with and indulge in worse drugs and cause them more mental problems. You know, that is not good. What you need to do, with starting with these children at a very young age, remember when you was a little kid, when I was a little kid and we were coming up, what do? We used to be playing in the yard, playing in the mud, running in cornfields, running down the road bare feet, and, you know, we worked it off of us. They didn't give us pills. We had to run and jump and play and get rid of all of these anxieties without medication. But now they're giving you shit to create these problems.
For everything.
You know, you got a pill for this, a pill for that. They put me on Haldor one time when I was about 40 years old. I was on Haldor. I was on Seroquel. And I was on Prozac at one time. I mean, at one time, I was very catatonic.
Yeah, I was going to say,
I was so catatonic, and I was walking around like a zombie.
Mm-hmm.
And I didn't need that.
So when you got off of these meds, how long did it take you to get out of that catatonic state?
Well, you know, it was about maybe 10 years ago. I would take the Seroquel. It was so freaking good, man. This shit was so good. I would chew the pill up to get it in my bloodstream faster. The Haldor, I couldn't handle it. So I had to wean myself. I saw where I was going. I was going down a path of destruction. I didn't know anybody could have taken advantage of me. And one night, I just looked at myself. I was going to the doctor to get some more medication, and I couldn't even make it to the doctor. I was already there. I had to get back on the bus. I had to turn around and go home because I could not go no further. I mean, I couldn't see my hand in front of my face, and I realized what was happening to me. You know, I would have been institutionalized if I wasn't strong enough to fight that medication and to wean myself off of it. I had to wean myself off of that medication. I gradually had to do it myself. Otherwise, they would have kept me. I would have probably been on a padded cell or dead by now if I hadn't. Or somebody might have, you know, 20 guys could have raped me because I didn't have a sense of direction. I didn't know where I was going, what I was doing. I couldn't even think right. You know, I couldn't. You know, as a matter of fact, I started playing with other drugs because I was so fucked up, and I had to do it for myself if I wanted to survive. I can imagine how other people are feeling, that these people are, and I didn't need that drugs. I didn't need those drugs that they gave me. They didn't even, I went to the counseling, and because I was upset because of what happened to me, I was still upset. And the first thing they prescribed me was Haldor. Haldor is for, I don't know, you would give, I don't know who you are, a Haldor. A very bad drug. Haldor, Seroquel, and then Prozac at the same time.
You know, it's there's a wonderful movie. It's called Psychiatry, an Industry of Death, and it shows how they create mental illnesses with these different drugs. Like, they'll put you on one drug. You notice how many people, like you said, they're on multiple drugs. That's because they put you on one drug, and then they have to put you on other drugs to counter that. And the documentary goes back to the early days of psychiatry, back when they were labeling people as idiots, morons, retards. This is what they actually call them in medical books.
I know. Would you, what was his name?
Little bird cages and
These are eugenics.
You know, doing all kinds of electrode tests and removing chunks of
brain shock.
Bottomies,
you know?
The shit is nuts. These companies, and they're making billions, and that's why they're starting young with the children, too, because they want to get them so mentally fucked up that by the time they're adults, they're going to have to be dependent on the psychotropic drugs.
And that's so 100% correct. You know, and like I tell people, don't give your child that. Put your child in the backyard fence and let them jump, get a trampoline or whatever you want to do, and let them jump and play. Let them run, let them run, let them run. We never had that shit.
No.
You know, we didn't have to have that shit when we were coming up. We used to go fishing in the ditch, catching tadpoles and stuff. Kids don't get to do that anymore.
Yeah, this needs to occupy your mind, you know.
Exactly. Kids don't get to get dirty because the doctors told them don't let them play in dirt. Because they get all kinds of diseases, and since then they've given them all these vaccines. And now they found out that you need to let your kids get some of these germs in them at a very young age by playing in dirt.
But the psychiatry industry of death, this is what they say about this film. It says we have to think that you have the right to know the cold hard facts about psychiatry. And it says governments, insurance companies, and private individuals pay billions of dollars each year to psychiatrists in pursuit of cures that psychiatrists admit do not exist. And psychiatric therapies have caused millions upon millions of deaths in this country.
People go out
and see the film. It's on YouTube as well. It's called Psychiatry Industry of Death. It shows you exactly how messed up things are. I'll tell you what we're going to do. We're at midway point. We're going to go to a little break. In honor of the late, great Eazy-E, he passed 22 years ago today, which go to our YouTube page, over at the site at UGSForLife.com, and look at the different videos we have about Eazy-E, because from what many thought was a simple case of a man dying of AIDS, has now turned out to be a full-blown conspiracy. And we've had several people on the show, like I said, there's several videos on the site that really point to somebody murdering this man. And right now his daughter and the mother of his daughter, they're actually trying to make a documentary exposing this stuff. And it's real interesting to look at. But in honor of Eazy-E, this is him and MC Ren, the motherfucking real. We'll be right back in the Church of Reality. Don't go away.
Well, it be the real niggas back with that hard street shit. Bitch, niggas be pissing a fit, but I say fuck 'em when I buck 'em. It's that nigga with the cool and mellow shit for your ass. Taking niggas back through the past. All up on my nuts, shit be swinging like a fist. Can't even take a piss. If I did, niggas would cut they wrists. And a motherfucking candy foe. Beat that ass with the switch, then blast on the bitch who was all in my shit. It's that nigga Red back for the 9-5. They said real niggas was dead, but this nigga be alive, so I'm putting it down with that nigga E, for all of my niggas in the CPT, so here we go again with part 3 of the script, making bitch made niggas bite they lip when we dip, so tell me how the fuck do it feel, to get hit with the motherfucking real,
the motherfucking real.
Now everything's good in my hood and it's zonin' poppin' easy. Motherfuckin' E from Eastside, South Compton. Straight giving up the real on how a nigga feel. Talk that shit, motherfuckers, caps get peeled. Layin' low in the cut. Gettin' high than the motherfucker, niggas know what's up. I'm that gangster, gangster. Is that what they're still yellin', nigga G to
sagging and bailing. Live by the gun, you know what I'm saying, Ren?
Yeah.
So I guess I'll die by that motherfucker then. So when I die, niggas bury me. Make sure my shit reads easy, motherfucking E. And it's a fact, to be exact, my tombstone should read, he put Compton on that map. And that's how a nigga feel when I'm giving up the motherfucking real.
The motherfucking real. While they rolling in they shit, hitting corners on the block. Niggas fresh out the pen with two strikes. Be bumping this real shit every fucking night. It's alright, niggas. It's too hard, motherfuckers on the streets. It's the nigga MC Ren and the nigga Easy.
Doesn't you wish the fuck that you could do it? Got a 9mm. Don't make me have to shoot it. Who gives a fuck about the police? Cause them the main motherfuckers that break the peace. Now let me know, how the fuck do you feel getting hit with the motherfucking real?
The motherfucking real.
Out there, that's true to the motherfucking gang. NWA's back in this bitch, and busta ass niggas don't even understand it. Yo, Yella, kick that shit.
Yeah, rest in peace, Eazy-E. You know, it's kind of ironic, you know, that
what
song.
What was his name again, Prez?
What's up, Lane?
What was his name again? That was nice.
Eazy-E. And about a month after that song was made, he died. If you notice in the song, he was talking about his tombstone, almost as if he had foreseen his death was coming. But yeah, very, very suspicious circumstances. I'll put it this way. He had 7 children, 7 different women, right? And he went from no AIDS, no HIV, nothing, to full-blown AIDS and death within 30 days. None of his children, none of the women in his life had AIDS. Now get this, the wife at the time, she signed the marriage certificate when he was in a coma. And also, the Nation of Islam was trying, supposedly, I mean, this is the stuff we've uncovered that's filmed on our website from interviewing different people, but supposedly the Nation of Islam was trying to administer a drug called Kemron to him, which they said they had to cure, and they were going to cure Eazy. They were giving him this drug reportedly, and it was actually doing good, and then his wife pulled the plug on the drug, and then he slipped into a coma and died. That's what... different reports
say. Yes, that song, that music was heavy, man. Shit. You know,
yeah,
I mean, and he was telling the truth. I mean, that was some heavy stuff right there. And you say he died how many years ago? 20-some years ago?
22 years ago.
And his music was like that 22 years ago?
And he
was talking about the police and all this shit here. 22 years ago?
He was the guy that came out with Fuck the Police about 7 years prior to that with NWA. He was the lead guy at NWA. So,
wow.
Yeah, and this, another thing, you know, people, you know, the wife is one person that people look at, but then some people look at the government because when he did Fuck the Police, there was supposedly a lot of violence happening at the time in response against police officers, and the FBI wrote them a letter saying that they were inciting violence and this, this, and that. Well, Eazy-E, after, long after that, around 1992, Eazy-E gave to lots of charities, Make-A-Wish Foundation, and he donated his time. He'd take kids to different, you know, Disneyland and different theme parks and stuff who were terminally ill or dying. And the White House had a dinner for people who were donating to things like that, and they picked his name randomly out of a hat, and they invited him to the White House. So they invited the guy that said, fuck the police, on a multi-platinum record to the White House. And then when they realized that they did it, there was a lot of media attention and things of that nature. So, you know, it makes you wonder.
Well, he had to go.
Government do it, you know.
Yeah.
Somebody,
you know.
Somebody did
the
something.
CIA.
I think
CIA,
the FBI.
FBI, you know, hell yeah. They had, you know, this is crazy, man. That's how they play. You can't talk about them.
No.
You can't talk about the police. You know, I mean, and now.
I was lucky they didn't get him, too, because when he came out with that cop killer, they dropped him from the label. You know, all kinds of things happened. And ironically, now he plays a cop on Law and Order. So. You know, but they could have got him too at the same time.
It's
definitely something that makes you think. But just like we had a guy on about Tupac too. There's so many theories going around about him as well. I mean,
I believe somebody got him too.
LAPD. A lot of people are pointing out
conspiracy.
There's documents and all kinds of different things out there that were hidden. People are starting to uncover these documents, and it just gets crazier and crazier. But I told people, when it gets up to 20 years, it's pretty much like JFK at that point, because a lot of the key players in it were dead or in jail or just you know, wouldn't talk. You know, and it's just like the JFK situation. You know, we kind of have an idea who did it. You know, if anybody knows anything, you know, Bush was in the CIA at the time JFK was killed.
Man, that shit is coming out now.
Yeah, there's all kinds of different things.
Donald Trump. Who was that Donald Trump? Was it Bush or? I think it was Bush. Donald Trump said that the Bush father had. Was JFK killed?
It was Ted Cruz. Trump said that about Ted Cruz's dad.
Yeah. Said he was in one of that crap. You know, Trump is crazy. The man is really, he's really crazy. He's coming out with all this stuff, and he don't care what he say or what come out his mouth. He's telling on everybody. You know,
no proof. A lot of things like with the Obama wiretapping thing. You know, the Obama wiretapping thing. There's no proof. He just says, "Well, somebody told it to me." Well, you got to have, and even the director of the FBI said that. Oh no, there's no proof, no evidence of it. So
Trump probably
it's funny. He's fighting. Yeah, they're all fighting amongst each other.
Man, it's crazy.
None of them can get along. All they're doing is showing other countries like Russia and China and all these other superpowers that, you know, we're vulnerable right now. We're weak. Our leaders are fighting. You know, but I always agree with Jesse Ventura. You need to get rid of the fucking two political party, dictatorship. There shouldn't be a Democrat Republican at all, because all they do is fight amongst each other about which businesses they want to support the most, who's going to get what, you know. And they all get the money. Like Elaine says, they're cutting all these programs, you know, that benefit people, and they're in return actually making it easier for the politicians to get insurance and different things. You know, better benefits and like these scumbags have the best benefits in the world because long after they're out of office, they still get these benefits until they die. In many cases, after they're dead, their family gets taken care of. Kids go to college for free, all that shit. Where you or I want to go to college, toss us out the ass. You know, when are people going to wake up and say, you know what, I'm tired of this fuck shit? You know, that's a mental disorder, too, is being completely brain dead to where you can't see it.
And then when somebody try to point it out to you, then you jump and get a damn attitude. That tells you right there that you have issues. You know, I mean, if you can't listen to the truth or somebody can't point you in another direction without you getting your hand stuck up your butt, I mean, you have issues. I mean, I know it's night outside, and because I said it's night, you're going to disagree with me, just using that, and you're going to say, no, it's not night yet.
Yeah, exactly.
I mean, really. You know, and then on top of that, a lot of people, a lot of things happen because people refuse to face realities. They put up these walls and they put up these fights. You know, again, you know, when Trump, before Trump came into office, it was this one, it was that one, before he was to be elected. And then once he got there, you know, everybody is dogging you out because you're saying you don't like this guy. No, I don't like that guy, and because I don't like that guy, don't have anything to do with you. That's my choice. You can't make me like someone because he's this or because he wants to do this for your organization or for this group of people. That don't mean that I have to like him.
Yeah.
You know, because he's, again, going back to abortion, because he's going to ban abortion, take money from the elderly, take money from the mentally ill, take money from the after-school programs. Why do I need to like him?
Yeah, exactly.
You know, these kids especially, they need this stuff. These people need these things. And what you're telling me is you don't give a damn about those people. All you care about what is a baby that the mother and father chose to not have. It ain't your business. You know, these people know what they're doing. These are grown people.
Yeah.
I mean, really? I have to die because, and I have to suffer because your organization is making money the same as Planned Parenthood? I mean, really?
Yeah, exactly.
People need to wake up for real.
They'll support one to make you think that they're good, but then they'll go against 10 other different things. You know,
that's
saying,
what I'm saying. So what's the difference? People are still dying.
Yeah.
Do they get it?
Death
people are still dying. You know, you're going to kill this one and save that one? You know, I mean, what are you doing? People are still dying. If it's like, if it wasn't like that, if everybody had a chance to live, that's another story. But you are saying it's okay to kill these people so you can defund Planned Parenthood, but yet and still you're still doing the same thing. People are dying.
Yeah, exactly.
That's
exactly.
Mental illness.
There's no balance, you know.
Millions
of people are dying all the time because of these assholes, you know.
Mm-hmm.
You know, Trump signed, I mean, like all these bills that he signed, one thing I heard he did sign that was positive was something for the Flint water situation. Did you guys hear about that?
Oh, did
he? Yeah. He actually, you know, now that's one thing I agree with him over Obama, because Obama went there and he held up a glass, you remember that? And he drank the water. And said, it's perfectly fine. Well, we all know.
Well,
it's
here's
not.
The problem. Here's the problem. The problem here is, so he signed that in Flint, Michigan. But here's the problem: California water is four times worse than Flint, Michigan.
Yeah. No,
so
they don't have water.
That's what I'm saying.
They don't have water, but Obama did, towards the end of his presidency, he put together this plan to donate, or well, not donate, like through the budget, this, I can't remember the numbers, but so much money would go to Flint and so much money would go to California. Now, when he tried to pass it, the Republicans blocked
the Republicans.
It. Said they don't want to spend that much money when he's on his way out. So they put like, it was like a 120-day hold on it. And in those 120 days, Trump took it over, and it came up again because the hold was over, and Trump did sign it to go through. So Obama did come up with the deal. He should have done it sooner, but he did come up with the bill to do it. And it seems like to me that they put a hold on it just so Trump could take the credit, but at least it's being done. It should have been done a long time ago.
But that's not the but that's not the only thing that Trump is getting credit for. Obama signed a lot of bills that Trump's getting credit for.
Yeah.
And what I don't like is that Obama did something that was really great. Okay, he was against the Dakota pipeline.
Yeah.
And Trump went and revised it and reversed it. Because he, too, has an interest in it.
Yeah.
Yeah, he went and said, just the other day he said, let it go. I mean, he gave them the okay to start drilling on that Dakota pipeline. Well, Obama said no. Trump said yes, because he's one of the investors.
Yeah, they make money. That's why he wanted, remember he said he wanted to have all the pipeline be made of American steel? That's because all of his investments in the steel industry. This guy is, this is just a business opportunity for him.
Exactly. But what's going to happen when Putin and this shit here start? I'm so glad they're investigating him.
Yeah.
And what's going on with Russia? Then he's going to lose everything that he got because, number one, that hotel that he have all these hotels. How in the heck did one person get all these hotels? Because the banks over there, Putin's in Russia, backed him. And that's why he was talking for them, and they were talking for him. And even when Hillary Clinton, he said he asked Russia to find the 30 missing emails. Remember all that shit, how he was doing it? He's in bed with Russia. You know, and he's in bed with, where was Hitler? Hitler was Russia, was Germany. All these people are in bed. You know the guy that was going to testify against Russia? You know they found him dead. They killed him, right?
Oh,
just
that don't
the other day.
It's on camera. Dude walks right up to him and shoots him. But the dude that shot him got killed by the bodyguard of the dude that got killed.
That's right, because they didn't want him to testify. Because he wouldn't tell the truth. Trump's name was in there. But yet still these people sit here and support him. And all your tax dollars pay. And he was talking about Obama being on the golf course. Trump haven't been in the office. I mean, He's way worse than Obama. Doesn't spend way more money than Obama spent. I mean, he's taking his legal.
It's ridiculous. That's a huge waste.
I mean, it's
crazy. All the people we could be, all the you could fix Flint was not even investing in that stupid wall. You know what I'm saying? And other cities, there's other cities just like Flint that's not getting any publicity that have the same situation.
Right.
The water. And as far as the drilling and all
he's behind.
Goes,
New York is suing him. I forgot how much the money, but it's in the millions of dollars since he's been in office just for the police department by itself, plus the overtime when he go to Florida to his little mansion. He have to have police. Then his wife and his son in New York, his sons and his daughter, all these people have to have bodyguards and everything. And we have to foot the bill or we have to die.
Yeah.
That this man is crazy. kids can't eat. But you can't keep your ass still in Washington, D.C. You have to travel. And for what?
And look at all the privileges his family is getting. We've never seen, like, the president's daughter take a position or whatever in the White House.
He's aligned his whole family and still holds on to her business.
Yeah.
And still holds on to her business.
Trading laws to manipulate against other businesses that's in competition with her. It's a fucking one-sided thing. I mean, anybody that can't see through the BS on that is seriously mentally fucked up. I want to shout out the homie Spigworm. Spigworm's out there in the UK, I believe. You introduced us, Elaine. How's he doing? He's doing okay?
Yeah, he's having problems with Facebook. You know, and he's having to use different names and all of that. I don't know. Something would happen about a past. I don't know. But Facebook is making him do some weird shit. He has to turn in some stuff, and I just don't get it. I don't get it. You know, we are being policed by Facebook.
Each
you know, and I just
got different laws too about it. You know.
Yeah.
Which is crazy because, you know, it should be the same all across the board. But he didn't talk about mental health.
Look what it did to him. Look what the medication, as you were saying, that they are giving these pharmaceutical eugenics people are giving these people, and it's making them crazy. They institutionalized them, and it made him sterile. Can't grow.
Poor man can never have kids.
And not only that, I don't even think he can get a hard on.
But he's
a young boy. You know? Same thing with Australia. With, what was the other guy's name from Australia that was on your show? Same thing.
Kelly. Yeah.
Yeah. They did the same thing to him. You know, they went and, you know, this is, the whole thing is crazy. You know.
Can't have children, can't reproduce.
And you can't get a heart, you can't have sex or anything.
Yeah. They're taking away their rights and their pleasures. You know, saying you're a young man, you should be able to go out there and have a little bit of fun. You know, enjoy the scenery, as they say.
And that's sad. You know, I know how they feel. You know, I mean, it's sad. It's just sad. They can't do anything. They took away their manhood. You know, the same thing with North Carolina. Can you imagine how it messed with their brains?
Yeah.
When they found out that it wasn't like that, that they would never have the pleasure of enjoying a woman.
Yeah,
you know, and this is what you call
horrible mental
castration.
Yeah.
Mental and physical castration.
They got people all fucked up all across the globe. But shout out to those who are surviving the fight. Hang in there. Don't give up. That's the last thing you want to do. Hell of a show, guys. We chopped it up, you know, about the mental health industry as well as, you know, mental defectives like Mr. Tangerine or the Orange Man, whatever the fuck you want to call him. He's the annoying orange. He's the annoying orange. Like that thing on YouTube has 200 million views. But shout out to you guys. Thank you for holding it down with me tonight. I appreciate it. We'll see you guys next week. If you have any ideas for the show, hit us up. You know what I'm saying? UGSforLife.com. Let us know what you want us to talk about. You know, and also be part of the show. You're more than welcome. You know, we ain't too unfriendly over here, are we? I don't think so. We can be, though. We can be. Let me get out. live. But other than that, you guys take care of yourself. Thank you again. I appreciate you guys.
Good night. Good night, Brandon.
Good night, Elaine.